Bereshit portion.
Yes, the main thing about the portion Bereshit is that we learn, and there was evening and there was morning one day. When a person begins to feel on his path, as the whole Torah is written only for people who want to get closer to the Creator, so they have to distinguish between the evening and the morning and the morning and the evening one day. And if they don't go through both states, and there was evening and there was morning, it is not considered that they are walking toward their correction. And therefore, we need to reflect on it in the evening, in the morning, whenever we do it. But we should reflect on how many ascents I had, how many descents, what is the result from them, how I relate to the ascents and to the descents. During the descent, do I become completely disconnected from the Creator, from the work, from everything? And I really regret what is happening to me, and I think about my situation. Or during the descent, do I regret that the Creator disappeared and I am left like a beast? In other words, I only have a connection of what is called achoraim with the Creator, the posterior. So we need to calculate about the differences between day and night, darkness and light. How those states change in us and give us new discernments every time. We should try to accustom ourselves so that even in the greatest darkness, we don't lose contact with the Creator, because it comes from the Creator on purpose to create in us the feeling of darkness, the feeling of disconnection from Him, from the friends, which is what we call darkness. And that the minute we feel as darkness, that we have disconnection from spirituality, from our spiritual life, and we immediately run to connection with the friends and connection with the Creator. So we constantly have a strong, faithful means to bring us back to what is called day. So let's try, at least at the end of the day, to see whether we had disconnections from the process, from the group, from the Creator, and to what extent we felt during the day such states, and to what extent we felt that we took steps forward, because it's measured by the sensation of night, which is disconnection from spirituality, and day, which is connection to spirituality. And we'll see. If I can calculate, the more we do these pullings forward, tendencies to move forward toward connection between us, the more we do it, the more we will get disconnections, so that we renew the connection, and the Creator will disconnect again. Actually, all the disconnections are from Him, and our connections are from our efforts, maybe by ourselves, maybe by praying to Him. So that way, we're constantly in this joint work with Him. I, for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. The Creator awakens the night, and we ask Him, and awaken the day. Night for us means that we are disconnected from society, from the friends, from the kli of the soul, and from the Creator who fills the kli. And day is the opposite. When we feel connection between us, we are as one, and between us, the Creator is revealed as one. So let's count how many times during the day, physically, geographically, earthly, do we go through such days and night? We should count them. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. But still, according to this, it's considered that a person is alive. How many years?
Is that called day and night in the work?
It's not quite. You are disconnected when you are disconnected from the friends and from the group and from the Creator, from life's purpose, and you fall into your material life. That's not considered being at night. It's called being in a state of unconsciousness. Being at night means you really feel that you are disconnected from them. And you search like a little boy who suddenly can't see his mother. Where is she? He doesn't know where she is. He's crying. This is called night. But in the night, you have many parts. We will learn it. It's called watches of the night. We will learn it.
Moscow 7.
What's most important in the state of darkness? To try to renew the connection with the Creator or with the friends? Because with the friends, it's completely unclear. How is that possible?
I don't know. Try this, try that. But then eventually you'll discover that you can't renew the connection with the Creator and altogether be in connection with the Creator unless you are in connection with the friends. So that's why the law is from the love of people to the love of the Creator. And it's not just love, but it's like that on all the degrees. Because how can you renew the connection with the Creator if you have no kli, the vessel? And the kli to feel the Creator is the soul. And the soul means connection together with the friends. Who somehow complement one another, even if they don't quite know how to complement and they don't really understand what is the structure of the ten sefirot, but still they try. Although for me it's still disconnected in the relation with the Creator and in relation to the friends and to the Creator. And the friends, I would leave them altogether. I wouldn't be connected to them. But it's written, I have to, and everyone does it. But I don't feel the necessity to connect with the friends. Because here, my will to receive works in such a way that I naturally reject them. And with the Creator, I naturally want to be with Him, in Him. That's why we see that here, our ego directs us differently in these directions to reject the friends and pull the Creator closer. But that's what the ego does. And this is why our work above the ego is to constantly extol the importance of the friends so that only within them, once I feel them close, standing in my heart, as Rabash writes, that there is nothing but the friends. Then, after that, I make contact, I achieve contact with the Creator.
Day is alive in us now.
Just think, you are living in a state, I don't know, there's never been a better situation. We have all the articles, all the materials about Sulam and Rabash. They explain to us where we are. They tell us how to go forward. They tell us how to come to the place of correction, to reveal the Creator, the end of correction. Everything is spread out in front of us. That's number one. Number two, we are, in practice, in a state where the whole world is starting to move toward it, consciously or not. And we are in the beginning of our work between us and with the world. With the world. So tell me, what could be better? You want the Creator to do your work as well? Well, ask Him. It's called the work of the Creator, but it comes through our prayer. Connect and pray. And you can only pray in a minyan, in a ten. But there is no better state. I can't imagine what could be better. What? Should He take the work away from us? Then we would be like animals. And you're saying, we're tired, we can't, I don't know what I need to do with my friends, how to awaken them. Well, that's the work. But all we have left to do is the most, is the truest, most concentrated thing. Everything else is revealed already. It's all revealed. Suddenly I see that one day we have 30 more, the next day 30 people fewer participating in the lesson. Well, it's there are several thousands, but still, why? Tell me why. It's because we are not seeing to be to it that we are connected in one kli. Now, those who are connected, and there are those we don't see on the screens, but we're not seeing that we all feel ourselves as one, and we have to connect ourselves more and more, create more and more internal, heartfelt connection. See? Like we see on the screen now. So all those pixels become one. One. And then the Creator will be revealed. And the minute He is revealed, we will again see more pixels. But it'll be more accurate. We will see ourselves distant, but already on a higher resolution. And again, and again, and again, that way we'll attain the Creator. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. That way we will attain more and more.
When the ten is building a prayer, what does the friend lack in order to connect to the friends?
To annul before the friends, you have to, maybe you have to reread the writings of Abash, the social writings of Abash. There are 10 articles there. Start rereading them all the time. Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno. Rab, tu ieri hai detto che la luce possiede la stessa forza dell'oscurità. Sono uguali.
Yesterday you said that the light has the same strength as darkness. Does that mean that the light has the strength of our ego, of the will to receive?
Light is a desire to bestow. Light is connection. Light is the appearance of the Creator, but not openly. It is when He gets closer and closer and lets us connect among us and relate to each other well above our egos. This is called light. You're listening to what light is? It's our inclination to connect with the friends on top of the rejection. So this is already some sort of manifestation of the Creator, but still from afar, when I don't feel Him yet. But this phenomenon, I already feel it. And it's because the Creator is already present, to some extent, between us, on top of our ego. The power of connection on top of the power of rejection, when it's revealed this way. This is why the Creator created the darkness. Yeah? And the light is His manifestation, which gradually becomes more and more revealed on condition that we have to accept the darkness correctly. it is incorrect. I want to feel the darkness, as night. As I have no choice, I have to be in this, but I want to come out of it as quickly as possible. Because darkness is a sensation of disconnection, remoteness from the friends and from the Creator. This is what I call darkness. So let's do work now. During the day, take a piece of paper and start writing down darkness, light. When you feel disconnected from the Creator, meaning from the friends, write down it's night. When you are connected among you, write down that it's day. And you'll start getting closer to spiritual day and night, and not geographical. Okay?
Should I share the 10 with these disconnections?
Yes, by all means, share it afterwards and check it and talk about it.
About writing in the day and in the dark, in the night. The moment I start writing, I always come from the state of coming out of darkness. But I have the light, so what does it mean that I write it down?
No, try to write how many times you were disconnected, how many times you felt darkness, and how many times you felt connected or you felt light. Try it once and we'll see what to do next.
Focus group.
We're scrutinizing now. The question is, it's difficult for me to scrutinize the questions by the friends and at the same time to scrutinize what I understand and what you're saying. So what should I focus on?
Did I tell you what to do or not? Why are you still asking? What did I say you should do today? With the darkness and light all day?
What should we do with darkness and light?
To check the states. When I'm in the darkness, when I'm in the light.
To write them down and then to examine them. That's true. Yes, try. What?
But now, in the lesson, when the friends are asking, I'm trying to understand what he's asking. And as a result, I have all kinds of things being clarified in me. And also, you're saying things. How do we learn correctly?
Study with us, incorporate yourself with us, and flow with that, and you'll see how much that's beneficial.
Sì, Rab, quali sono I kelim che si formano? Perché il mio ego.
Yes, Lord. What are the kelim that are created? Because to my ego, it seems like it's always one step ahead of me. I always have a personal consideration. What do I have? What kelim, what tools do I have?
It's wonderful. It's great that your ego seems to be bigger and bigger to you. This is how the Creator is helping you grow up. That's the right way of advancement, yes. That's the way we should feel that every time darkness appears and you see it as darkness, as the ego, as rejection, that's the way you see it, you accept it. This means the Creator opened a new day for you because the night begins in the evening. And let there be. This means that we have to reach a state where each and every state and each and every moment we're trying to be darkness and light, darkness and light, darkness and light. And then, Bore, creator of darkness. Bore means come and see the darkness. And out of this darkness, you discover the creator, the light. And again, creator of darkness, come and see the darkness. And then you will reveal light again. All the time, this is how we should be in these interchanging states. Tzafon 2.
Rav, איזה תיקונים מתחוללים באדם?
What corrections happening in a person at night, in the dark?
He starts feeling himself, his ego, the extent of his rejection from the friends, how proud he is, how disconnected he is. At night, in the darkness, you have all your discernments about your will to receive. It's not just night when you're not disconnected. What you attain is your corrupt vessels.
Clear?
At night, is it when we meet our fears?
Also, yes, of course. All the negative emotions come at night. Because if you reach the day, the faith, the bestowal, then in the vessels of bestowal you have no deficiencies. You're really discovering connection, warmth, freedom and expansion. After the right kind of night, you will feel the day as a true day. Understanding, feeling, attaining, connecting to everyone, going back to the Kli of Adam HaRishon to a certain extent. You understand? That's how we should try to feel the general state of night and compare to it all the state of day. And to understand that there cannot be day attaining, feeling without night, without problem, discovering darkness to somehow understand or feel, I don't feel like it, I'm pushed away, I'm disregarding the friends, etc., etc. And then after that, when day comes, and in the day there's seemingly a good, nice feeling, but make this calculation. Add the night to the day. So that if the day comes now, it's a sign it has come from the night. And upon the night, we should feel our questions, our problems, and to solve them. And then day and night will become one, as if night is the problems and the day is the solution. So you want to see how you really come to this solution from the darkness of night. Try to connect them together, and that will be called a whole day. Yamama, it's 24 hours. And then you'll understand that the night is not really a night. It's only there in order to add to your recognition, to understanding. Meaning the light is in this darkness, but it's only in the opposite way. It's like when you play with a child, you don't let him do something for him, because you want him to do it. That's how the Creator is playing with us. He doesn't give us connection so that we'll want to connect, so we'll appreciate connection, so that within connection we'll discover the force that connects us together above our ego. And that's
the state of night. Is it necessary in order to immediately want the day? Do we have to recognize it first? Or do we first have to scrutinize the difference between night and day so that in the state of day we can resist the night?
Well, it goes in many ways. Sometimes the Creator awakens the person. It depends on the person. Sometimes the Creator awakens first darkness, then day, first night, then day. The Creator Himself does that, because in the meantime, a person is incapable of overcoming it correctly to understand these states and to have it in the high frequency, one after the other. Sometimes the Creator gives a person different states. He may leave a person, and then this person is feeling more or less disconnection for maybe even years. And then he may come back to understand, to recognize. These calculations are things that we can't understand exactly at the moment. But one day we'll talk about it. One day, one day. So, night and day are something we have to try to organize between us in the society, in the tent, in a way that doesn't matter what state I'm in. Counting night and day according to my relations with my friends and not in my personal manner. When the group becomes the place where I live in day and night until the Creator starts being revealed, also in distance and proximity, a long distance or a short distance, that's how we reveal the Creator as well. Now that I feel my nature being more egoistic or less egoistic, then later I'll discover more connection, less connection. Then I'll discover more Creator or less Creator. Do you understand? Good.
Thank you very much, Rav. The feeling of nights, is it a feeling of rejecting the friends or the friends reject me?
That's something I don't know. You should say that. You should decide that. The fact that I reject the friends, it seems to me that the friends are rejecting me. It's impossible that the friends are rejecting me. If it does happen, this is a very severe situation. If it really does happen. About this, well, we'll talk about these things in the future. It's a very special thing. If friends come to a person saying, we want you out, so this person should leave. That's it. And then it is a problem, both for him and for them. But whatever happened, happened. If such a this means that only by us feeling disconnections, distances, and all kinds of problems, trouble in the connection between us, and then in the connection between us, we move on to the connection between us and the Creator. And to the extent that we feel in that problems, real problems, and we try to invest many forces into it, and we're unsuccessful. And specifically from these states, we reach states where the Creator is fully revealed, and we understand how much His greatness depends on feeling of darkness. When you feel when disconnected, light can only come out of darkness, and to the extent that you have the darkness, light appears. That's why you need patience and mutual help, mutual bestowal, to help each other, and also tens to other tens. We're all this way. That's why we need to be really sensitive to those tens that are suddenly weakened. People come out, come in, disconnect and come again. So strengthen the connection between us. If the ten is not thinking of its own environment, it won't exist on its own. The whole existence of a certain ten depends on how much it's connected to other tens. That's why let's talk about it in a workshop now. How can we try, all of us together, to be in a state that helps us advance? A state that helps us advance is, even though we're always attracted to the light, the Creator drops darkness on us. This means that He shows greater broken desires to receive. Because everyone who's greater than his friend, his desires are greater. So how do we build the connection between us? That is, will give us the general feeling in our kli, in our mutual kli, that we're in a safe atmosphere, big, strong, that is headed towards the revelation of the Creator. Going means developing more and more. And if you have, just like upon earth, if darkness is in the east, so it's light in the west. And if there is summer in the south, below the equator, well, in the north, it will be winter. And all in all, we're in a round state, both in darkness and light, in summer and winter, in all these states. We are including ourselves in all of us together. So how do we reach a state that no ten will fall or run away from our work? Go ahead. Rav, each and every ten should, during the day as well, make sure or be concerned about how it's giving an atmosphere, projecting confidence, the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the path, the greatness of the Creator to others. You don't have to call. It's enough to feel this way. But we feel it for others, that they're part of our general kli. There are other tens, but they're just like us. So every ten has to feel how it's helping other tens to stay on the path and the right pace together. Go ahead.
A person must pay attention to the state he was in during the descent. That is, during the ascent, he can calculate and see the difference between light and darkness, as it is written, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness.
Advantage of light is, first of all, when you learn darkness, you study about the darkness. When I'm in darkness, I can see nothing. When I have the light, I have the feeling of connection, the feeling of coming closer to a group, to the Creator, then out of that, I can see, feel, understand the states of disconnection from them as well.
Regarding what you said, that every ten sees, you're worried about how it gives greatness to the friends, that we shouldn't call or connect, but we should be concerned. So if a ten weakens, all the other tens should think about it.
Yes.
How should it happen that we don't need to connect, only think about them?
Even in our thought, even by the desire, that's how we project such an atmosphere. What else? Must you talk about it all the time? What a mess will that make? You have to talk less and feel more. Always try to pass it through your mind and heart. Did you ever see a heart speaking on its own or the brain speaking on its own? No. You should try to be there.
Right. But the majority of the attention to the friends is given to the ten.
So I'm telling you, that's not enough, because we have to be concerned about the atmosphere around the ten. The ten itself can also have the sense, the sense, all kinds of states. We grow. If it used to be one cell, now it's a few cells. These few cells depend on each other. That's how the goof, the body grows and grows, and this way, it's in a state where it has this general atmosphere of being alive, and it's interacting, interconnecting all its different parts. And today, we discover that we're, I don't know, hundreds of tens. And we have to understand that these hundreds of tens depend on each other and our advancement. Each of us depends how much we help others advance, because we do that in order to bestow. So why shouldn't we think of others? It's part of our advancement.
So what's the most effective in connecting among the tens?
To come out of our ego and try to be in this stowel. And the stronger it is out of our connection in that ten, but with expansion, by that we will advance.
For example, a month ago there was a discussion in the World Kli exactly about that, how to watch over each other as tens. And
yes,
many ideas came up, meetings between the tens once a week that we do today, and another gathering of friends on Shabbat after the lesson where we mingle among the tens, and other ideas to disseminate together, preparation for the lesson together, all kinds of stuff. So the question is, should we also give practical expression to these activities?
I think that you're not going to have time and strength if you practically do it by actions. Because people are in different states, different areas, different time zones. I don't think the connection should be this way. The connection should be more in the heart and mind.
Okay, so what will remind every friend and every ten to think about?
Well, you can remind each other, but to practically have these meetings, it's very difficult. Maybe once a month, somehow. But beyond that, I simply don't understand where do you have the time for that?
Let's say every Wednesday we meet at 5 p.m., all the tens in the world, four or five tens meet together and do a meeting once a week.
No. Four or five tens, what about the rest?
The whole world clearly is divided into groups of four and five tens.
Okay, that's okay. Once a week, that's fine. But what you're talking about is how do we strengthen each other? How do we care for each other? How you can be in some concern about the well-being of other tens?
Normally we talk about something from the morning lesson, not directly about strengthening the tens.
That's not good. Morning lesson, well, maybe it's the same. We talked about it in that specific morning lesson, but usually you should talk about how can we practically, in our heart, in our brains, hold each other as one system. Since our whole work is to go back to the system of Adam HaRishon, when all of us, we and following us, all the people in the world will... come to one connection.
Can I ask a little more?
Yes.
We have another activity whose purpose is to strengthen the tens, which is the gathering of friends after the morning lesson on Shabbat.
That's good. That's good. It's a general assembly.
Yes. And we also did a survey and 480 friends answered it. And it's a little disputed if this thing puts more burden on the friends or does it help the connection among the tens if the timing is right. These are technical things. I'm not talking about that.
Yes, that's something I don't know if the time is right or not. Personally, for me, After that lesson, I'm pretty exhausted.
Yeah, many friends feel that way too, although the majority did want it to happen. But that's not what I'm asking about. Let's say we find the right time that's suitable for the friends. How such a general assembly, how should it happen? What should be in it so that we can regard it as strengthening between the tens?
It all depends on you. You already know everything. What should I do? I don't understand at all what my work is with you.
I'll be more specific. Now that the friends are mingling among the tents, let's say I go to Africa and we do a workshop together and other friends go to other places, we kind of visit. There's this general connection. Is this something that's good that's along the lines of this move, or what?
Yeah, you can have all kinds of meetings, all kinds of connection. The main thing is that the question will arise about how to hold each other. We have to. I don't understand. What we have to do is to incorporate with other tens, each of us, because by that we're also guarding ourselves. The fact that we don't feel each other, it's us who don't feel in our ego that we can't yet rise above our limits, above his own personal boundary, and the ten above its boundary towards the other tens. It all depends how much we are in order to bestow. That's all. Here we should see the process we have to go through. And towards this process, we should make actions.
So, when a friend wants to think about the friends in the world, should he do it through his ten? Imagine that he's included in his ten, and from within his ten, he's concerned about the whole kli.
Just make sure he's not confusing his friends. It has to be a sensitive agreement with all the friends in the tent that are going out to connect to others, you mean?
No, I'm talking about one's personal inner work. If I want to strengthen the tens in the world kli, to carry out the advice of strengthening all the tens, should I imagine it as doing it directly toward the friends in the world kli or through my ten?
No, through the ten. All things are through the ten. These things shouldn't be speaking. It has to be in the thought, in the heart. Everything is scrutinized through the thought. And through the heart, it affects. Is this clear?
Last question. Can it be said that our whole inner work should always be also both toward our ten and toward the world kli?
The truth is, it has to be with all the world, the whole souls, until the boundary of the soul of Adam Rishon. Every thought has to reach the end. Comes down from there, from Ein Sof to us, awakens in us, and we have to go back.
Item number 5.
We are learning together that just like you create a puzzle, the Creator created reality in a perfect way, then cut it into tiny pieces, and he's giving us this puzzle to put it back together, so we would then understand the mind and the feeling that exists in this picture. Also his intention, his attitude toward us, toward that reality he created. Hence, all of creation starts from the state of shattering. That's what we discover as well when we study the Torah. It was evening, it was day, it was morning, one day. And now we're getting to part 8 in the study of the Sefirot. And it is speaking about the correction. Meaning previously in the preceding parts, there was an explanation about how the Creator created all the parts of the system. This is parts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Part 6, how he shattered the system. This picture, he cut it into pieces. Tiny puzzle pieces. And dispersed them in different ways. And now we are learning how He's building a system called the world of Atzilut, so that the system would start correcting the broken pieces, put them back together. And when we participate in all these actions, by that we begin to understand, to feel, to attain all of creation, which is above time and space and motion without any limitation. And we, the tiny egoists, have to start integrating in that huge creation by assembling our vessels and starting to expand our perception. What can you do? It's like little kids who grow up and they understand when they say nothing at first. We play with them, we develop them until they grow up.
Item 5, the words of the Ori.
Hang on. Our correction is in praying, asking. There is no force within us that can correct us. We cannot correct ourselves. Rather, we need to receive a force from above, and it would do it. And also when this force comes, we don't know how it corrects us. But our question, our problem, our work is about asking. And in order to ask correctly, we talked about it with you. We need to be connected in a 10. And then from the 10, if we turn to the upper force, to the Creator, the Creator comes to us. He brings us His power. And by that, He corrects us. And we begin to feel the changes in us.
In
different measures of changes, we feel darkness when we are disconnected from one another. That's how we feel darkness. Not by feeling good or bad individually. Rather, good and bad relative to connection, to the goal, to creation. And Creator shattered the vessel, and He wants us to ask to correct, to mend the vessel. And our request to correct the vessel is above our ego. That's why our work is constantly in asking for connection, asking for the power that will connect us and correct us. That's what it's all about. And we see what's happening in our world. We are discovering our shattered state more and more. Even people of this world are discovering it. And we have no way of reaching a better state. On the contrary, all of humanity will keep deteriorating more and more. And from that, we'll begin to search more and more for ways to improve our state. The more our intellect grows, our feelings grow, we discover that we cannot benefit our lives because our lives are also dependent on the connection between us. And that's the thing we do not want. Consequently, humans will need to feel more trouble before they accept the method of correction and think and discover that this is it, that that's the only thing we need. So the request for connection of these puzzle pieces is called raising man. Yeah, of course, we're talking about love, the friend as yourself, and all those pretty things, but who's paying attention to that? In spirituality, we are discovering the actions we have to do in order to implement it realistically. So it's written in part 5, item 5, in part. Thus, by raising the above man, meaning our request to receive the light that will correct us, which are the aforementioned oot, light, the Shemot that we have from the shattering. We have such shattering where we used to be in the system of Adam HaRishon. We moved apart, we broke, and now we need to advance in that. So we awaken our states today, and we wish to awaken more advanced states. Then the Bchina of Havaya of Ab of Yudin mated, when light that used to shine in us, we want to awaken it, namely the collective Bchinat Mochin of Ak, the general light that used to fill the soul, with the Bchina of Ta'amim of Sag, which is the force of bestowal, and the light that expands through the vessels of reception, with the force that expands through the vessels of bestowal, which are Achap, part of the Kli. This is because these Ta'amim of Sag did not have any breaking in them. Hence, they made it along with the Bchina of Ab of Ak. And this does not refer to the departing lights that came out of the Hevel of the Achap. This is called Partsuf Sag. But only to the Bchina of their actual self and
it's the second time I see that Bala Sulam writes that the lower one raised the man for its upper one. What does it mean that the lower one is raising for the upper one? Well, what, it's not from his own deficiency?
No. When I raise man to my upper one, I'm doing a favor to the upper one. I want it to work, because in spirituality, when you're giving the upper one the opportunity to work, you're doing him a great favor. You're delighting him, and there will be work for the Creator, as it says. That's exactly how it should be. Raising man to the upper one means that you're giving him our request. It seems to us as if we're asking, but for something. But for the upper one, it's actually sheer joy. In spirituality, it's all opposite. When I have an opportunity to work, when I reveal a deficiency, when the lower one reveals a deficiency or presents a deficiency, I'm happy because I can fill him. I have everything he needs. But if he doesn't want it, what will you do? It's as Baal Salam writes, and his son was born, but he can't eat anything but dry bread. And remember that story. So we have to understand that in the spiritual world, in the spiritual field, if you're asking something of someone, you're doing him a favor, because now he can bestow. And specifically from the lower one to the upper one. The upper one is in such a state where if you don't ask of him, he can't advance by himself. Only from yes, the upper one creates a deficiency in us. It gives birth to us and creates a deficiency in us. We need to scrutinize what do we want out of this deficiency, either to remain in place where we are with our ego, or to rise above our ego and use our deficiency in order to reach a spiritual deficiency. Each time to prefer a spiritual deficiency, meaning deficiency for bestowal above a corporeal deficiency, a deficiency for reception. And if we prefer it like that, then the gap between these two desires, the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, we raise it upwards as man. We're asking for the power. What kind of power? Give us the power to overcome our will to receive, and give us the power to activate our will to bestow. That's why we call it Rishimov Itlepshut and Rishimov Aviyut. In this way, when we awaken this, power, the upper one gives us light, and this light has also the light of Hasadim, the light of Chokhmah, and it begins to care for us, this light, and it brings us the recognition of evil and recognition of good, and we begin to work. Yes, our request to correct, to connect, to perform an act of bestowal is called man.
Peter 2.
И, конечно же, я сейчас своим разумом не смогу понять, как работает система Асулута.
Of course, now in my mind I won't understand how the world of Atzilut works, but on the level we are, how can we build something that is suitable, that is similar to Atzilut, that I'll understand, that something is really happening and correcting?
We are in the system of Atzilut. We're in it. Like it or not, we're there. In the system of Atzilut, of all the worlds, but especially in this part called Atzilut, and all of our requests, like it or not, are received by the upper one. It's like a baby who doesn't know, but he's crying, and the grown-ups understand that he is crying and he needs something. Maybe he doesn't turn to them specifically, yes or no, it doesn't matter. That's why we need to understand that in Atzilut, this is where we are. All of our desire is nevertheless felt in the upper one. The question is this desire the correct desire? Is it connected with the others? And is asking for connection, for us to advance towards bestowal, all the way to bestow contentment to the Creator. And do we somehow feel this process or hold it inside of us? Because then we will advance correctly. But if we're not thinking about it, then the whole system nevertheless feels our deficiencies. But it corrects us, twists us, turns us until we begin to ask correctly, because it all depends on our request. It's not that the upper one doesn't understand it, but he needs our request so he can bring the filling into our request. Before we demand correctly, we will not be able to receive the right fulfillment. Rather, we will be connected to the upper one, but in such a way that it changes the desire for us forcefully. Then we go through different states and we waste our time. The important thing for us is to detect what we have to ask for. That's it. In each and every state. Now, the state we're in, or later when we're in spirituality, it's all the same. Except what's correct to ask. This is called make.
Question. Do I feel myself in a state that for me, darkness and light are almost the same thing? That I can work and advance to the goal, also in the darkness and also in the light. And from both of them, like two legs, that I'm advancing on the left and on the right. Do I feel that I am already in a state where these two states are identical, even though they're different, but I use them completely identical, and not the dark disconnects me so much from reality, and not the light. But I try to go in such a way that the darkness will shine as light. Am I advancing to that state? Am I coming close to that state? That for me, the darkness is the place of work, because I'm connected to the group, I'm in a constant connection with the lessons, the Yeshivot Chaverim and so on. Do I process the darkness exactly like the light and don't feel anything less in it? Please, speak about it and try to find what else are you lacking so the whole, your whole life will be as one light. As it's written, there'll be evening and morning will be one day. Come on.
Yeah, what to do if we feel the exact opposite of what you described, to feel the light, to feel darkness as light. On the contrary, it seems like
even more darkness than the light.
Yes.
That's good too. But it's good that you're advancing, but you're only advancing on one line. You still can't organize for yourself in such an environment that will support you in a way that in the darkness you'll behave like the light, that you'll use it in a beneficial way.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. The 10, which is clear, this is the only means that should help a person when he feels darkness in order to turn it to light. It too, somehow the connection doesn't feel strong enough, doesn't feel like it can hold on.
Now that it's strong enough, you constantly have to feel the 10 and yourself together. And then you won't have a difference between the light and the darkness, because everyone will go through light and darkness at the same time, at the same times, the day and night. And you will all be above the earth. Above the earth.
That's a desired state, but if the state is opposite,
then you need to connect more to such an extent that the darkness will shine as light, that you won't feel difference between them, that you will behave in the darkness through the connection between you, like in the light, because part is in the light, part is in the darkness. You'll connect it together and you'll constantly work like a motor that has a plus and a minus, and then there's no problem.
In the process of advancing towards a state, we should go through a state that is opposite to that?
Yes, of course. How can I decide that I can't without the society when I'm going through states that I have no advancement? I understand that if society won't help me, so I'll fall.
I want to ask, for this process to be as one light, the deficiency should not disappear, but somehow it's felt like the deficiency comes and goes, it's replaced. Is there such a thing as a constant or permanent deficiency, or no?
No, the deficiency constantly changes, but in according to that, we feel ourselves that we need society to not fall off the boat. You understand? So this life flow won't take us in certain directions. We have to hold on to society, and society is that lifesaver. And then in the darkness, I feel myself as if I'm in the light, because some are in the darkness, some are in the light, but it's like in a dance, where one goes up, one goes down, one goes up, one goes down, but all